never going to see a Southerner doing the news. Never going to turn on any network broadcast and see some guy sitting there going, guess what happened today?
We want to know, Clem. Thanks very much.
I'd hate to go to the Southern doctor and get a, you know, I wouldn't want to go like Mississippi and get a vasectomy. Just for the accent, you know. You don't want the last voice you hear when you're laying on that cold steel table naked to be, hey, Vernon, hand me that scalpel. We gonna fix this boy up. I'm from Oxford, Alabama. Not really a town, just an exit. Not a lot happening, you know what I mean? They renovated the mall, they put a Chick-fil-A in the mall, they had a fucking parade. Not a lot happening there. People get married, they still put in the papers like, Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Snurdwell of Oxford, Alabama, naturally married to their daughter, Lurleen, to their son, Chuck. The bridesmaid carried a little bouquet of kudzu down the aisle. The matron of honor had pink eye. After a honeymoon trip to Panama City Beach, or Gatlinburg, depending on if it's winter or summer. The couple will return to Oxford, while Chuck will take up his duties as sewage maintenance manager at the Donnelly Trailer Corps. Thurlene continues to study for the GED. While saving up to buy the Burger King uniform. A child is expected next month. Here at the beach, the only thing you gotta worry about is just ugly people in revealing clothing. You wanna meet ladies, hairy men, hairy men? Yeah, not a little hair, a lot of hair. Sasquatch, Wolfman. Back hair, chest hair, neck hair. Man's wearing a turtleneck. Hair still sticking out of the top of the shirt. Something. Kind of got to get out of the shower. Looks like a rat dream. People that can grow beards in 30 seconds. A beard shirt. Fat women at the beach, no prize either now. Not a little heavy, not a little chunky, not a little overweight. Big fat dudes, 450, 500 pounds. Women you want to grab and go, you know, Wendy's doesn't have a salad bar. It's like a 400-pound woman, she's wearing one of these French cut bikinis. Yeah, look like a rubber band stretched overhead a cauliflower. Paints a pretty picture, doesn't it? Every year the suits are less and less. Have you noticed with the suits pretty much every year? Like less and less. Anybody here wear one of these anal flossers? Have you seen these? You'll see a lot of men wearing the anal flosser. Now, guys don't want to wear something that didn't wipe good. Everybody knows it. I was a guy in high school and the teacher would go, hey, 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 put your head down, put your head down. I'm like, why don't you put your head down? Here. See, because it's worth it to me because somebody will always laugh. Exactly. It's worth it to get fucked, get in trouble. You know, the rest of the day you're a god in school. It doesn't matter. You're walking through the halls, you're going to do it. There's Henley. Told the teacher to blow it. You're a god. It's worth it. What are they going to do to you? Nothing.